It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 5th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Some cities tried this and ran up against a buzzsaw of opposition from companies that sell internet service. Now the feds could push for fast connections to the internet for free. The Washington Post reports the FCC envisions a Wi-Fi system that is not spotty, but widespread and powerful. This would help get poorer people connected, and free Wi-Fi could be a catalyst for something we're exploring this week, the Internet of Everything, linking objects, not just web pages. The FCC wouldn't comment directly, but did tell us there is a plan to auction off radio frequencies that could be used by mobile phone companies and for other things, including Wi-Fi. When President Obama has trouble saving a document to his network drive, he does not call our next interviewee. Todd Park is the Chief Technology Officer of the United States. It's his job to, well, let's let him explain it.
The U.S. Chief Technology Officer is a position that President Obama created when he came into office. It's really about creating and executing projects. One of the initiatives is something called the Open Data Initiatives Program. And this is a program that essentially seeks to liberate data in machine-readable form from the vaults of the government as fuel for entrepreneurship, innovation, and scientific discovery.
I guess the term machine-readable is self-explanatory, but what you don't want them to do is drop a bunch of dusty books on somebody's desk. You don't want to have data in the form that you have to use an optical character reader to try to translate into something a computer can understand.
So we are making data available that's never been made available before, but we're also actually taking data that was publicly available, but in those dusty books, in PDFs and other forms, and actually rendering them into downloadable files so that developers can use this data much more easily.
One way to do that is bring in people from the entrepreneurial culture. And there is a program called Innovation Fellows.
Yes. So the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program is a program that we started last summer. It, in a nutshell, aims to bring in incredible private sector tech innovators into government to work with our best innovators on game-changing projects.
So, Todd, you have a bit of news today, I understand.
Yes. So we have been tremendously excited by the success of round one of the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program. And so we are very excited today to be launching round two. Applications will be accepted for the next 6 weeks. We've actually identified a set of game-changing projects to apply technology to do massive public good. We're going to market with those projects and then seeking the best people on the planet to actually come and serve in the government working on those projects.
Do they get a White House tour out of this too?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Sounds like a deal. Todd Park, Chief Technology Officer of the United States and Assistant to the President. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, David.
Info on the Presidential Innovation Fellowship is at marketplacetech.org.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to nearly 400 international companies at powerofideas.org. And by Personal Capital, investment advice for the digital age, offering tools to personally manage your portfolio at personalcapital.com.
And a really big online course has been suspended after technical foul-ups. As many as 40,000 people signed up for the class through the Coursera company. Breaking up so many students into smaller virtual groups did not work as planned. The subject of the course, you ready for this? How to conduct an online course. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.